Permit deacons to come forward. Brother Evans Lusonga Kupula.
Present.
Brother Simon Francis Mushi.
Present.
Most Reverend Father, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these men, our brothers, to the responsibility of the diaconate.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people and upon the recommendation of those concerned with their formation, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God, and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who chose these our brothers for the order of the diaconate.
Thanks be to the Lord.
These men, your sons, relatives, and friends, are now to be raised to the order of deacons. Carefully consider the ministry to which they are to be promoted. They will draw new strength from the gift of the Holy Spirit. They will help the bishop. These men will help the bishop in the work of charity. They will make themselves servants to all. As ministers of the altar, they will proclaim the gospel, prepare the sacrifice, and give the Lord's body and blood to the community of believers. It will also be their duty at the bishop's discretion to bring God's word to the believer and unbelievers alike, to preside over public prayer, to baptize, to assist at marriages and bless them, to give the article to the dying, and to lead the rites of burial. Once they are consecrated by the laying on of hands that comes to us from the apostles, and are bound more closely to the altar, they will perform works of charity in the name of the bishop or of the pastor. From the way they go about these duties, may you recognize them as disciples of Jesus, who came to serve, not to serve. My sons, today you are being raised to the order of deacons. The Lord has set an example for you to follow. As deacons, you will have to serve Jesus Christ, who was known among his disciples as the one who served others. Do the will of God generously. Serve God and humankind in love and joy. Look upon all unchastity and others as worship of false gods, for no one can serve two masters. Like the men the apostles chose for the work of charity, you too should be men of good reputation, filled with wisdom and the Holy Spirit. Show before God and humankind that you are above every suspicion of blame, true ministers of Christ and God's ministries, men firmly rooted in faith. Never turn away from the hope which the gospel offers. Now you must not only listen to God's word, but also preach it. Hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience, expressing in action what you proclaim by word and mouth. Then the people of Christ, brought life by the Spirit, will be an offering God accepts. Finally, on the last day, when you go to meet the Lord, you will hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whenever the candidates are ordained to the diaconate, the Church requires that the bishop reads the instructions that I have just read, which talks about the office of deacons and the meaning and importance of celibacy in the Church. When we talk about deacons, we always think that their main duty is to serve others. Yes, it is true. Their ministry is about serving others. However, the role of a deacon is more than just serving at the altar or serving at table. But a deacon, first and foremost, is a person who has been called by God. In other words, a deacon must have a genuine vocation. My sons, you are like the prophet Jeremiah. Before God formed you in the womb, he knew you. Before you were born, he dedicated you a prophet to the nations and appointed you. Look where you are today. You are being ordained in a country far away from your home countries. This reminds us of what Pope Francis said, I quote, "The kingdom of God has no boundaries," close quote. Let me remind you of what is expected of you as a deacon. A deacon must be wise and prudent. A deacon must be a man of good reputation. A deacon must be moral. A deacon must be a man of dignity, not double-faced. A deacon must not be a drunkard. A deacon must not be greedy for money. A deacon must not talk too much, but must have a deep relationship with Christ. A deacon must be a husband of one wife only, but this is not applicable to you. A deacon must be a good manager of his children and of his household. This is also not applicable to you. I hope you will take all this good advice seriously. If you do, then you will make good priests. Quite often there is a tendency that people do well as deacons, but once they are ordained priests, they change and become bosses over other people, instead of serving people with great humility. My dear sons, by virtue of your ordination, you will cover yourselves up with the garment of humility. Never be associated with pride and arrogance. Learn to accept a fraternal correction and admit your own weaknesses rather than focusing on other people's weaknesses. These are all good qualities of humility. Last but not least, please never cease to pray for the gift of faith. As deacons, you are expected to be men of faith. In today's gospel, Jesus makes it clear that those who follow him as his disciples should never doubt Jesus' existence in their lives. As deacons, you must join the disciples who said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." You too must tell people that you have seen the Lord in your own personal life. Now, as deacons, it will be compulsory for you to pray the breviary, pray for the needs of the whole church. It is through this daily prayer of the church that there will be a high possibility to meet the Lord in your life. Once you meet the Lord in your personal life, you should join Thomas in saying, "Lord and my God." Amen.
Ich darf Ihnen eine kurze Zusammenfassung der Predigt auf Deutsch geben. Der Erzbischof hat zunächst die Aufgaben beschrieben, zu denen die beiden Weihekandidaten heute bestellt werden. Er hat betont, dass sie als Diakone ihre Kraft aus den Gaben des Heiligen Geistes beziehen und dass ihr Amt ein Dienstamt ist. Er hat dann einige der Dienste beschrieben, die ihnen als Diakone zukommen. Das Wort Gottes zu Gläubigen und Ungläubigen gleichermaßen zu bringen, dem öffentlichen Gebet vorzustehen, zu taufen, bei Eheschließungen zu assistieren und die Brautpaare zu segnen, den Sterbenden die Wehensehung zu bringen und Begräbnisse zu leiten. Ein anderer wichtiger Bereich seien die Werke der Nächstenliebe. Es ist ein Wunsch, dass die Menschen an der Art, wie die beiden diese Aufgaben erfüllen, erkennen mögen, dass sie Jünger Christi sind, der gekommen ist zu dienen, nicht bedient zu werden. Dazu gehöre auch, dass sie ihren Dienst mit Liebe und Freude verrichten. Der Erzbischof hob vor, dass es jetzt Aufgabe der beiden sein wird, nicht nur auf das Wort Gottes zu hören, sondern dieses auch zu verkünden. Dabei sei besonders wichtig, dass sie auch mit ihren Taten bezeugen, was sie mit den Worten verkünden. Das Diakonat ist nicht nur ein Dienst, sondern auch eine Berufung. Der Erzbischof legte ihnen das Beispiel des Propheten Jeremia ans Herz, dem Gott die Berufung gab, ein Prophet für die Völker zu sein. Die beiden Kandidaten werden heute fern ihrer Heimat geweiht. Das erinnert uns an die Worte des Gründers, dem Marianne-Miller-Missionare, Papst Franz Pfanner: Das Reich Gottes hat keine Grenzen. Er gab den beiden aber einen warnenden Hinweis mit auf den Weg. Er habe schon öfters beobachtet, dass Mitbrüder als Diakone gut begonnen hätten, aber dann als Priester Bosse geworden seien, anstatt den Menschen mit Demut zu dienen. Er warnte sie vor den Gefahren von Stolz und Arroganz. Sie sollten immer bereit sein, von anderen korrigiert zu werden und ihre eigenen Schwächen einzugestehen, statt sich auf die Schwächen anderer Menschen zu konzentrieren. Zum Abschluss bezog sich der Erzbischof auf den Apostel Thomas. Diakone sind wie die Apostel Menschen, die dem auferstandenen Herrn begegnet sind und dies anderen mitteilen. Wir haben den Herrn gesehen. Eine Hilfe zur Begegnung sei das Premiergebet, zu dem sie nun als Diakone in besonderer Weise verpflichtet sind. Nicht nur als Privatgebet, sondern auch als Gebetsdienst für die ganze Kirche. Die Grundlage ihres Lebens soll die Antwort sein, die der Apostel Thomas dem Auferstandenen gegeben hat. mein Herr und mein Gott.